World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says COVID-19 deaths fell by 22% in the past week at just over 11,000 reported worldwide.
Last week, the number of weekly reported deaths from COVID-19 was the lowest since March 2020.
March 11, 2020 was when the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic. A few days later, the Trump administration declared a national COVID emergency and states began lockdowns. It would be about 10 months before the very first vaccines became available to the public. That all seems long ago, but Dr. Tedros said now is not the time to drop efforts to fight what is still a deadly and widespread virus.
A marathon runner does not stop when the finish line comes into view. She runs harder with all the energy she has left. So must we. We can see the finish line. We are in a winning position. But now is the worst time to stop running.
The World Health Organization issued a set of policy briefs for governments to strengthen their efforts against the coronavirus ahead of the expected winter surge of COVID-19, warning that new variants could yet undo the progress made to date. The WHO reported that the Omicron subvariant BA5 continues to dominate globally and comprise nearly 90% of virus samples shared with the world's biggest public database. In recent weeks, regulatory authorities in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere have approved tweaked vaccines that target both the original coronavirus and later variants, including BA5. Maria Van Kerkhove, the WHO's technical lead on COVID-19, said the organization expects future waves of the disease, but was hopeful those would not cause many deaths.
We expect there to be future waves of infection, potentially at different time points throughout the world, caused by different subvariants of Omicron or even different variants of concern, because as you've heard us say before, the more this virus circulates, the more opportunities it has to change. But those future waves of infection do not need to translate into future waves of death, because we have tools that can prevent people, that can prevent infections, can prevent transmissions, and critically, the use of vaccines and vaccination, early use of antivirals can prevent people from developing severe disease and dying.
An average of 300 to 400 people are still dying of COVID daily in the U.S. In California, the number is about 50 a day. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.